Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am Richard Martin with some details about your wake-up call, and it is Monday, February the 27th, 2017, and I'm talking to you from Malaysia. Well, did you know that two University of Colorado economists found compelling evidence that the first letter of your last name does matter quite a bit, especially when you're young? Professor Jeffrey Zaks and graduate student Alexander Corley analyzed data on the lives of more than 3,000 men who graduated from Wisconsin high schools in 1957. They found that those with surnames further back in the alphabet did worse in high school, in college, and in the job market early in their careers. Corley and Zaks wrote, and I quote, "The effect of the alphabetical rank is significant, negative, and substantively large," end of quote. While correlation isn't necessarily causation, the researchers firmly believe there is a connection. The findings suggest that teachers pay less attention to students further down their class roles. On average, high school students in the data set had an 11.3% chance of being designated an outstanding student in their graduating class. If a student's name was 10 letters further back in the alphabet, however, say K versus A or R rather than H, their likelihood of being outstanding fell 1.28 percentage points, a more than 10% drop on average. Interesting. So today's show, I have two long pieces for you, and one of them is all about the difference or a comparison between Donald Trump and Andrew Jackson, which I think is fascinating, and I had never considered it, but I think once you have heard the news, you will be suitably impressed. The other is something which will, I think, affect all of you, and I urge you to pay attention to this because it's really important. It's basically to do with one's mindset and how one thinks and what it is that influences one's thinking. And the biases and temptations of extreme thought that we have are much more nefarious than you might think. In fact, this could change your entire outlook on how to view concepts and ideas that are either new to you or indeed are of some familiarity to you. So that's today's show, which can, of course, be, as always, accessed by you going to the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podbean.com site, accessing the donate tab on the left and signing up for what comes to two weekly shows of an hour each by donating hopefully $70 a quarter. And I repeat, this is a quarterly donation which is automatically renewed and taken from your credit or debit cards without you having to do anything. And that's on a quarterly basis. You can reduce the $70 down to $30 minimum if you wish to do so. But one way or another, I think and hope you will get value from this, ladies and gentlemen. So I urge you to get moving without delay. Again, the website, in case you're listening to this from another device, it is Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, or one word, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call .podbean.com. And with that, I will leave you. I hope that you will all have a wonderful week ahead. I will be back. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Friday. See you then.
And there you have it. You decide.